Was up making coffee this morning and running back and forth to get stuff all up. You know, I had my metabolism up and I didn't even notice that it was that cool in here. And then when Gary came in, he said, yeah, I think it's like 59 or something like that is what you said in the gym. And we've been running our wood stove in our house. So around the wood stove, it's really nice and toasty. But in the other rooms of the house where the thermostat would control the heat there, that usually kind of dives down because the wood stove makes the thermostat not function quite as well. So we get used to running to the extremities of the house and getting cold and then running back into the wood stove and warming back up again. Or if you're going to read and drink coffee, hanging around there. So when I came here today, it didn't really feel all that bad until I sat in the chair for a little while. And then the cold, you know, just kind of sucks out of your body what little heat you have. And if you don't have a lot of padding to begin with, it's not a good deal. So, yeah, you know what I mean? All right, so I'll make this a New Year's meditation, a New Year's homily. Those are always shorter than a full-fledged sermon, so I don't get a whole hour here. But on the other hand, the fact that you're cold now means I probably could go another hour, and I'd just kind of wait to see who starts shaking. And then I would know I'm basically at the end. But there's no chance that you're going to fall asleep. I mean, I'm looking around at you all now, and you know, people are like looking at me like this. How bad do you want to be here? How bad do you want to worship? I got a sweater on and heated long johns, so I'm good to go. I'm just kidding. I don't have long johns on. Well, another year has passed, right? Here we are in 2010, second decade of the new second millennium, at least since the first incarnation, as we are now reckoning time. And another year has passed, which reminded me when I was thinking about this of that joke. I usually don't tell jokes all that much. Maybe I ought to start doing like Joel Osteen does and just tell a joke at the beginning of the sermon, kind of get you loosened up and laughing and happy. What do you think? Well, anyway, no, never mind. Here's the joke I remember, and I can't remember where I saw this, whether it was a cartoon or whether somebody told me the joke, but I kind of substituted my name in here because it's probably true of me. Maybe the joke was about me, but there's a little kid in grade school, you know, and his day's kind of dragging on. He keeps looking up at the clock in the course of the day. And finally, the teacher, in exasperation, looks at him, having looked at the clock for the umpteenth time, says to him, "Time is passing, little Timmy. Are you?" Come on, do you get it? Do you get it? Are you with me? And I put little Timmy in there because it was actually probably me looking at the clock like that. All right, whatever. Well, so that's sort of what appears to be a lame way of introducing the whole concept of time passing. Thank you for not throwing things at me in the lameness of my joke. Time is passing, and whether or not we are is another question, because none of us are in school.